We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Uma Tay. It's Friday, February 20th, 2026. To start off, today's World News Roundup brings you headlines from around the world. A major development in the Epstein scandal unfolded yesterday regarding the former Prince Andrew. British police held the prince in custody for 11 hours before being released, according to the Associated Press. The police claimed he was arrested on suspicion of misconduct in office related to convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. This makes him the first senior member of the British royal family to be arrested in nearly four centuries. Next, tensions are reaching a boiling point in the Middle East between Iran and the United States. Trump has warned of, quote, bad things, end quote, if the United States and Islamic Republic don't strike a deal regarding their missile program. The U.S. military has sent several naval vessels to the region, gearing for a potential attack. The Iranian government says it is not looking for war, but is willing to retaliate accordingly. In lighter news, the girls brought home the gold during overtime in the 2026 Winter Olympics hockey finals. It was a tight showdown against our Canadian rivals up north, but Megan Keller came back and won the game with a rocket through the leg shot on the goalie. That gives the U.S. its ninth gold in Milan. Lastly, the acting president of Venezuela has signed an amnesty bill that is set to release hundreds of political prisoners, including activists, lawyers, and politicians. After the ousting of the Maduro regime, President Delcy Rodriguez has begun implementing more democratic policies. Opposition parties are hesitant of the sudden shift, but see it as an overall win for the country and a step towards a healthy democracy. To bring things a little closer to home, here's your weekend forecast for Champaign-Urbana from the National Weather Service. Friday, we'll see mostly cloudy skies early, then gradual sunshine later in the day with a high near 43 degrees. It will be breezy with west winds gusting up to 39 miles per hour. Friday night turns mostly clear and colder with a low around 25. Saturday looks like the pick of the weekend, mostly sunny with a high near 42. Winds stay lighter out of the west-northwest. Saturday night drops to around 23 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Then, on Sunday, we cool down a little more. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and colder with a high near 33 and gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Sunday night gets chilly with a low around 19. So we're looking at a windy and cool Friday, a sunny and pleasant Saturday, and a colder, breezy Sunday to finish the weekend. Keep those layers handy. If you're looking for things to do this weekend, tomorrow an hour-long dance performance, The Other Side, will begin at 2 p.m. The performance will take place at the Tyron Festival Theater at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. The Other Side is choreographed and directed by two-time BESSY Award winner Hope Boykin. This performance was adapted from Jacqueline Woodson's book. The story follows two young girls who find friendship and connection despite the divide they face due to their segregated neighborhood. This is a collaboration with Dance at Illinois and allowed for Boykin to prepare and rehearse university student dancers for the performance of her piece. For more information and to purchase tickets for this event, go to krannertcenter.com. And if you're looking for another performance, this Sunday, the New Awakenings concert is back at the Colwell Playhouse in the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts at 3 p.m. Artists feature combined campus and community choral singers, the University Concert Jazz Band, representatives from Illinois Theater, Dance, and Illinois Art and Design, as well as guest soloists and instrumentalists. WPGU News correspondent Kelly Sliwa sat down with the artist director Barrington Coleman to discuss its third installment.
This one really is set around faith, healing, humanity, brotherhood. Those conditions, which, as I mentioned before, I think we still try to build on them to have a better world. But I think this one also is an opportunity for us to really drive home that we are part of this picture, and the way that we can work and go forward is together, irregardless of our backgrounds. whatever that might be, gender, sexuality, and so many other things that separate us.
The event will feature Duke Ellington's Sacred Concert Series and Wynton Marsalis's Abyssinian Mass. Tickets are currently available for purchase on the Krannert Center website. And finally, looking at the beginning of next week, construction in Champaign has resulted in a road closure. Fifth Street will be closed between Springfield Avenue and Healy Street. The closure will occur between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Monday and Wednesday. The City of Champaign urges residents to use alternate routes to avoid the road closures. And that's a wrap. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Wilson Nichols, Madison Magnus, Audrey Sturwald, Kelly Sliwa, and Grace Avila. From WPGU News, this has been Uma Tay.